welcome to the West Holmes School Report for this week. And with me today, I have middle school principal Brian Boffman. And welcome, Brian, to your first school report as the middle school principal.
Well, thanks. I appreciate the opportunity.
And as I just said, this is your first year, so you've made a big change from what you were doing prior into being the principal.
So obviously I've been with the district for quite a few years now. You know, I've worked as a building administrator at the high school. I've worked as a building administrator at Kilbuck Elementary. You know, obviously I worked as a district administrator working with curriculum and federal programs at a central office. So this is my first go around with the middle school in grades 6, 7, and 8. You know, so it's definitely been a different experience and one that I'm really excited and having a great time with. Yeah, so I'm really excited to be back in a building for a number of reasons, but primarily just to be able to interact with students on a daily basis and to interact with teachers on a daily basis. And now even getting a chance to interact with parents a little bit more. So it's nice. And I'm glad that I'm in the position that I'm in now.
And you've got a lot of experience from those other buildings that you can pull in and utilize versus maybe being a fresh new principal in a building. So that has to help a lot as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I mentioned, I kind of have experience with older kids and younger kids, and this is the first time sort of in the middle. But even at the district level, being able to kind of see how everything works in our educational system and within the district from kindergarten to 12th, like it was these last 9 years that I was in that position, I really learned a lot. So it was kind of nice to get back into a building as a principal and start to apply some of those things, you know, more directly. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about it, man. And every day is a new day, which is what's awesome about being a principal. You know, there's different things that I'm learning, things that I didn't think about until you get in and you do it. And, you know, you're experiencing something different every day when you're dealing with people, you know, that often. So yeah, it's definitely been great. You know, I'm glad I did it. And I think we've had a good start to the school year, and we just want to keep getting better as we do things. And I think we have the opportunity to do that.
And you say you had a good start as we're entering time for parent-teacher conferences for the first time this year. It's crazy we're at that point already.
Yeah, it is. The school year seems to be kind of flying by, at least from my perspective. I'm not sure everybody would agree sometimes, but yeah, last week, or actually, I guess it was, yeah, we had the parent-teacher conferences. And again, that was really enjoyable for me, just getting a chance to sit in on some of those and talk with parents and talk with them about their kids and their experiences that they're having. And, you know, those are some things that I've missed over the last 9 years that I didn't get a chance to do. But yeah, it was really exciting to get just to meet parents and meeting other people from the community and just getting a really good idea of you know, what our kids are experiencing, you know, not just in school, but outside of school and that sort of thing. So yeah, it was a good time.
And being at the middle school, you're getting to implement some and be a part of some really neat programs as well that the kids can be a part of.
Yes, you know, at the middle school, they have, prior to me even coming there, they had a pretty robust PBIS program and a Knight Pride program. This is one of the things that I was really excited about when I came in. I started talking to some of the teachers, and particularly the ones that kind of spearhead it and run those things. And I was so impressed with the things that they've done with those programs. And just to give you a little bit of idea of what they are, you know, the PBIS stands for, you know, Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports. You know, and our Knight Pride is tied in with that. And those are just some ways that we celebrate the good things that kids are doing. The PBIS program, twice a month, we run a slightly different schedule that frees up 30 minutes in the morning, and our kids, all the kids in small groups, you know, learn different lessons that aren't directly academic, but they're more about life skills or, you know, some of those things, whether it's about being prepared or, you know, persevering through things or, you know, there are a lot of different lessons. And we've got some teachers who spend a lot of time trying to design those, and they put a lot of work and into it. It's not something that I have had really much into. Like, they've been doing this for a while. So it was pretty exciting to come in and see those things and some of the things that the middle school has been doing. And we just want to kind of continue to make those things get better, you know, and we've got the staff that's doing that.
And it's great to see focusing on the positive end of things. So many times kids only see and hear about the negative things that they're doing. You're doing this wrong. You need to do this. But getting that positive has got to be a definite breath of fresh air for the kids as well as the teachers.
Yeah, and that's really one of the biggest, you know, when it comes to PBIS, and these are things that are run in most schools now, you know, there's a couple big things that are a part of that. And number one is, you know, really just kind of making sure that we spend time to teach kids some of these things that maybe we anticipate they know, but maybe they don't know, but just very explicitly, you know, teaching them, like, here's how you do X, Y, and Z, here's why this is important, you know, those life skills and that kind of thing. So that's part of it. But like the positive side of it is absolutely vital. That doesn't mean there aren't consequences when kids misbehave or don't do things the way they're supposed to do things. Of course there are. We just want to make sure that we're also spending a lot of time focusing on the good things that are happening and pointing those out and celebrating those with everybody as well.
Those sound like really great programs to be able to continue working with and making them successful in the building. And you've also got a lot of activities coming up as we approach winter and wrapping up fall.
Yeah, of course. You know, on Thursday, we have our first literacy night. It's going to be a great night. Again, you're going to kind of hear this theme go around. We've had some staff members, a lot of staff members who spent a lot of time really trying to make those activities for our literacy night this Thursday fun and engaging for the kids. You know, I can go on and on about the staff at the middle school and how great they've been and a lot of the things that they do, but we only have a short time on the radio program. But yeah, Thursday is our literacy night. This literacy night's going to be focused on math and science, so we're going to have a lot of math and science related activities for family members and their students to go through, and we want to invite as many parents and family members as we can. Again, that'll be Thursday from 6 to 7. Looks like that's going to be a good time, and I'm excited to see some more families then. Later on in November, the 8th graders are going to take a trip during the school day out to the Career Center just to kind of get them familiar with what they offer and some potential options for them when they move into high school, just to kind of get them thinking about some of those things, you know, maybe what they want to do or at least exposing them to what options are out there. Also in November, we've got a robotics tournament. Right? We'll host it here. It's actually going to be at the high school, but it'll be a middle school robotics tournament. And that's something else that we're pretty excited about, the robotics program and all the things that go along with that as well. And you know, and the kids really like it. And it's something that's been thriving here at the middle school and at the high school.
For sure. Your robotics program has been doing awesome. And it's always good mm-hmm. to get those kids into that tech center and see that there are options you could alongside
yeah.
college.
Absolutely.
And is there anything else going on at the middle school that you'd like to share with us before we wrap up?
No, we're just, as a new principal, I'm kind of taking it day by day. I'm learning stuff every day. You know, obviously in the spring, we have our sixth grade camp trip, where the sixth graders get a chance to go to camp for a couple of days, and the eighth graders will take a trip out to D.C., you know, and visit some things out there. Those are some great trips that are coming up in the spring, and, you know, but we'll have little things all going through it next week. You know, the Knights Council, which is kind of like our student council, have put some great things together for the kids and, you know, celebrating and kind of celebrating Halloween and some of those things, and we'll have a Halloween dance at the end of October, which is, again, part of the Knight Pride celebrations, when we're celebrating the good things that kids are doing and having some fun activities, and that'll be done during the second half of a school day. But yeah, so I'm still learning every day as we go through this, and it's been a great start, and just gonna get back and keep working and trying to get better.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad that you've had a good start to your year.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for joining with us today.
All right, I think so. Thanks for the opportunity.
That was the middle school principal, Brian Boffman, here on the West Holmes School Report for WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick.